January 5th, 2026. I got an email from a colleague saying number 23. There was a link. I clicked on it. Quote, in response to the unlawful anti-Russian restrictions previously imposed by official Ottawa, entry into the Russian Federation is permanently barred to 28 Canadian citizens. Number 23, Andrew Kushner, actor, screenwriter, founder of the We Support LGBTQ Ukraine Foundation. That's me. But among the slight inaccuracies here, an unusual lapse for the Kremlin, I know, and their deep, deep reverence for the facts, I'm not a screenwriter. I'm a playwright and director, and apparently a very scary and dangerous artist. I've made my mother proud, becoming one of the boys in the band, B-A-N-N-E-D. I'm a Yuki non grata. One thing has been reaffirmed, not that I ever lose sight of it for long. There is a cultural front to this war, and along with politicians and historians and activists, artists matter too. Growing up Ukrainian in Canada, I always sensed that we were being raised to protect and preserve something. But there's more to this culture embedded in us, one that's had to survive great distances and enduring threats. We're making something here, and it's having global implications. Now, could those pencil pushers in Moscow have known what I had up my sleeve next? Over the past 6 months, and all thanks to the Shevchenko Foundation, I've been making a podcast. Watch out, number 23 is making more trouble.
Maybe I'm looking for some wisdom here, but how do you stay useful?
Well, that's a great question. I think that's one I'm still trying to answer for myself.
This original podcast from the Shevchenko Foundation is called Kultura Rising. And in it, I'll be going into the depths of how the arts and artists have been reshaped in wartime, and how Ukrainian-Canadian culture and creativity are meeting the moment.
You want to call yourself a filmmaker? You want to call yourself an artist? Here's your moment.
Over 8 episodes, I'll be delving into artistic disciplines ranging from photography to the latest, greatest Ukrainian-Canadian literature, from documentary film to spine-tingling graphic novels. I'll be talking about the wonderful and the weird of Ukrainian upbringings in this country.
I inherited that in my mother's milk, the imagination of disaster.
About dark humor and grief as wellsprings for creativity.
You have to use your voice to talk about important things.
About how war forces both reconnection and reinvention.
What is my place as a writer right now? What is the place of fiction?
We considered a bunch of titles for this podcast. We wanted something sexy. Not another Hopak or This Ain't Your Baba's Podcast. But this is for Baba, for sure, as much as it is for you or me. And the Hopak, that boisterous, acrobatic, folkloric Ukrainian dance known the world round, has an unexpected place at the table too. I'm willing to bet Ukrainian-Canadian arts and culture isn't what you think it is. It's even caught me by surprise. My dido, my grandfather, always told me that Ukraine is a sleeping giant that's had its awakening. He was, of course, referring to his beloved homeland and kinfolk, but I think he was referring to something else too. Something inside me. Inside so many folks, maybe inside you. And it's no small threat to the enemies who try to vanquish us. Kultura Rising starts to get at that bigger story, that giant story. It's coming from the ground. Can you hear it? I hope you'll listen. Slava Ukraini!